WKRP Live with Cedric Miller has a desire to transport their listeners to a world of thought upon issues like Christian values, the appeal of Christianity, contracts with God, tenement stories, and so much more. Cedric Miller will be interviewing up-and-coming gospel artists, pastors and community leaders, and people just like you. We're going to figure out, together, what the heck is really going on in society today. It's an open forum, and call-ins are encouraged, so tune in and become a part of the discussion at the global table, where all points of view are considered.
All right, and we're here, we're live. How is everybody doing today? I am your host, Cedric Miller. And man, we have such a great show in line for you all today. First of all, let me just start by saying, man, God is still in charge, and it is a beautiful day, and I pray you are having a blessed one during this work week. But let me get on with Sam. My first guest, man, is none other than Christian recording artist Sharon Gardner. And man, let me tell you something. His single, his CD is off the chain. I listened to it. It blessed me. We were talking about an anointed man of God, and I just praise him for what he's doing for the kingdom. Well, without any more delay, let me introduce my first guest. Sharon, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm good, man. Good to be on the inside. I'm calling you all the way in sunny St. Kitts. I'm in the Caribbean right now.
Oh, man, you go now. Man, I feel so honored, man, to have you here, man. But let me just say, man, as me listening to your song and your singing of that CD, it is awesome. You are totally anointed of God. You know, you have a passion for the Lord and what you're doing, man. Can you tell me how is it that you came by the I want to say that song, but I know the Spirit led you. But what led you into detailing and singing that song and it coming over to you like that, man? Just tell my listeners about it, how God dealt with you with that.
Okay, well, firstly, I'm just for those who don't know who or where I'm from. I'm from Trinidad and Tobago, so I'm a Caribbean boy. I actually live in Antigua and Barbuda, so I'm the worship minister at St. John's Pentecostal Church over there. And I've been singing for quite some time. I've been singing for many years, but more Caribbean song than gospel, so more of the reggae, soca, and Caribbean music. And then about 2 years ago, God kind of changed my direction. So I started to do more praise and worship because I'm a praise and worship leader in my church. So the single that you're talking about, Because of You, that is actually a true testimony. That's my mom testimony wrapped up in a song. What happened, when she was pregnant, she was very sick and they didn't know what the problem was. So she had to do something called a barium meal where she drank this liquid. And they do an x-ray that would now try to find whatever that sickness is. And they did all those tests and they couldn't find anything. They did some other tests. And eventually when they found it, they found out she was 20 weeks pregnant. So on the advice of all the specialists and all the doctors, they said that she needed to abort the baby because these tests that she did, I would either be born crippled or deformed. But she decided to listen to the true specialist, which is God. And that's the reason why I'm here today. You know, so the song says, I live because of you. I walk, I breathe because of you. I owe everything to you. Yeah. They said that I would die. Told me I won't survive, but you said that I shall live and I will not die. So that's just based off of my testimony. So, you know, understanding that the reason why I exist, the reason why I could use my voice is to give praises to God. That's the reason for that song.
My God, that is totally awesome. I mean, because they were eventually saying that you would not even walk, or you would not basically almost like survive because of
exactly.
The stuff that your mom did. Wow, so you are a living testament, a miracle. You're a miracle.
Yep. All
and,
glory
and to God. That's him, man. And I was listening as you were saying you are a worship leader as well. You're to the prison ministry as well. Explain to us about that and what all you
do. Yeah. So I attend I attend St. John's Pentecostal. That's in the Caribbean. It's in Antigua and Barbuda. That's in the Eastern Caribbean, actually. There's that long chain of islands. So I am in charge. Well, I do the praise and worship there. I also do media as well at church. So I teach a lot and, you know, try to develop different ministers in the Caribbean. I know a lot of people don't know much about Caribbean gospel and Caribbean music. We have some really great ministers here in the Caribbean as well. A lot of them doing more Caribbean song than stuff. But even though I used to do it, I was always a praise and worship leader. So I know God just told me this is the time to make that total shift. So the album Greater is my first really full praise and worship recording. And it so happened that God blessed me and I was signed to Ty Scott Records.
Awesome. That's such a true blessing, man. You know what? You beat the odds. In other words, you went through something in life where someone said that you wouldn't make it, but you know God turned that to a lie. You know that you are making it, and great.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. That is awesome. But right now, I want people to hear your song, and I want you to as the song comes on and goes off, and I want you to just minister to people and tell them to some folks that have a test that going through something that might have you've gone through, and just let them know that, hey, that they can make it just like you did. God can do all things. Let's see. All right, right now we're going to go to Sharon Williams songs and Gardner, I'm sorry, songs, and we'll be right back after this break.
Hey.
Dr. Holloway and Dr. Gillis Payne, alongside pediatric nurse practitioner Coretta Pithers, welcome you to their new location at 7006 Fulton Court, 36117 in Montgomery, Alabama. A truly trusted pediatric staff who cares about children and their health. Business hours are Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5, Friday through Saturday from 8 to 12. For appointments, please call 334-244-7209. And also visit us on the web at ph.pediatric.net. And all walk-ins are welcome.
Hayden's Towing and Repair. You call, he will haul. He is a 24/7 service. Hayden is his name, and he is the owner. Office number is 334-727-1215, and his cell number is 334-224-4900. Again, it's 24/7 service, and he is located in Shorter, Alabama.
All right. We're back to WKRP Live, and I thank you all so much for tuning in on this day where we have an awesome and anointed man of God and singer, Mr. Sharon Gardner. And we're back. And Sharon, as we were going to commercial break and everything, I was saying that I wanted you to talk with somebody, just let them know they have gone that might be going through some stuff right now, physically or whatever, spiritual, whatever they're going through. Give them some words of encouragement that the Lord has given you.
Man, but right now I am amazed with the power that we have in God. I mean, other than that one testimony that we hear in the song, because of it, there's so many other testimonies I can give to people, I could say to people. But, you know, I am a product of an environment that people said that nothing good could come from. I'm from a small island, a small village that people thought, well, hey, around us, I don't know if people know much about the Caribbean, but there's so much crime, violence, and so many things happening. Well, I'm one of the dudes who decided, hey, I'm not going to rely on friends, I'm not going to rely on family, but I'm going to rely on God. And God has taken me from that small village, and I've been able to spread and travel the world ministering to him. And there are people with visions, there are people with goals, and people with dreams that other people say, hey, because you are from this location or because you are from this place or you're born in a part of New York or whatever area, you wouldn't be able to make that. I can tell you that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, and you can make it, but you have to put your trust in Him. So my encouragement to each and everyone is to hold on to God, have faith, believe, because if He can take me from this small place to the point where I am even speaking to you in this interview right now, all the way in St. Kitts, it means that He can do great things for them as well.
Oh, man, that is so awesome. I received that word as well, because I know what you mean. I am, too, myself a product. You know, God can do all things but fail. And I am, man, and like I said, it's a blessing. I thank you so much for being on the show and allowing us to talk to you and take out time. Tara, thank you so much for having my show. And before you, I let you go and everything, I want you to tell the people about where you will be doing any more concerts or anything, and let them know how to get in touch with buying your material and stuff.
Yes, well, you can go to Sherwin Gardner. That's my website, SherwinGardner.com. You can find me on all social media, Sherwin Gardner on Instagram at Sherwin Gardner Music, on Facebook at Sherwin Gardner Music. We're going to be doing something major in Brooklyn on October 7th. I have a few other things happening in the U.S. I'm also touring throughout the Caribbean, throughout the UK, Amsterdam, and some other places. Later in the year, we'll be going to Africa. So we're not just keeping the message one place. We're trying to take this throughout the world. I have some awesome ministers from the Caribbean with me, along with some of my friends from the United States, Jonathan Nelson. I have a young man who just released his album by the name of John Yard, Positive DJ Nicholas. So a few of us, well, are really just going to be going and taking that music and that message of Jesus Christ to the globe.
Amen. Amen. That is so awesome. That sounds so good. Well, again, I thank you so much, because I know you're a busy guy right now in the Caribbean. And, man, I love reggae music myself. So what you're saying, that is awesome. But I pray that God continues to bless your ministry that you have around the world and open many more doors for you to walk through, my brother. And you keep doing what God has called you to do. And I just see great things for you, man. I really do. Any shout-outs you want to give to anybody in your family anywhere?
Well, shout-out to my management, Apostle Verrill Howard, to Tara. You've been doing an excellent job. The whole team, Bill, and the Ty Scott family as well. Everyone on the outside, continue to hold on to Christ. And, you know, just love God.
Amen. Amen. And that is awesome. And with that, man, I thank you so much for your time. And I hope to be talking with you again, Sharon. You know, I hope to have you on the show again, my brother. Okay, you have a blessed day. And thank you so much. That was Sharon Gardner, man. As you heard the song, Because of You, man, it's totally awesome. And I thank God, like I told him, in ministry and what God is doing, has done in his life and continues to do, is awesome. And so just like he let you all know, for those that have been counted out, the ones in the black sheep, the ones that they said will never be anything, it doesn't matter where you're from. You know, God is able to reach down and bring you up out of, you know, put you amongst kings, the Bible says. You know, so regardless of whatever you've gone through in life, your past is your past. This is something new, something, a new beginning for you. As long as you put Jesus first, all things are possible, man. And I'm saying that we're going to go to a commercial break, and we'll be joining our next guest. Ah, man, an awesome woman of God. And when I heard her, man, it just, that song she's about to bring to you, that is just awesome. But we'll be right back on WTRP Live with Andrea Carlisle.
Jesus came to destroy all the works of the enemy. He forgives all our iniquities and heals all our diseases. Southview Worship Center, 141 Hainesville Plaza, Hainesville, Alabama, where miracles are taking place.
Dr. Holloway and Dr. Gillis Payne, alongside pediatric nurse practitioner Coretta Pithers, welcome you to their new location at 7006 Fulton Court, 36117 in Montgomery, Alabama. A truly trusted pediatric staff who cares about children and their health. Business hours are Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5, Friday through Saturday from 8 to 12. For appointments, please call 334-244-7209. And also visit us on the web at ph.pediatric.net. And all walk-ins are welcome.
We're back with WKRP Live. And as I was saying, without any further ado, let me introduce my guest, Ms. Andrea Carlisle. Andrea, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a blessing to be on here with you. Thank you all for having me on today.
Oh, yeah, no problem at all. I wanted to make sure that I was addressing your name right. Is it Andrea or Andrea? Which one is it?
It's Andrea, but either way, it's okay.
Awesome. You know, I was I was at home and I was on Facebook social media, and I was listening to you were live, and there was a song that you were singing, and I'm like, it touched. It really did. And I'm like, wow, I want her on the show. because it was anointing song at that time. It was anointing song because it lifted me up. You know, at that time thinking about some things. I'm like, wow, that is truly anointing. And I think everybody on there was like a blessing. And I want you to talk to the people. You know the song I'm talking about. Tell them about what you're a Christian recording artist and. What's your new single that you have out? And I want you to tell the people about it. Go ahead, Andrea.
Well, the song I think that you're referring to is a song called Broken.
That's it.
and I wrote that song being in that place. Broken is a place. You know, that we get in sometimes, and you know, just touching in on that the feeling that I was dealing with during that point in time, and I had recently had a passing of my sister, so that was one of her favorite songs. So that particular day that I done it, I just lost her in February. You know, and the Lord dropped it on my heart. You know, because it's a lot of brokenness going on. You know,
yeah,
right now in the world,
true.
You know, so, Lord put it on my heart to sing it, and I'm glad that, you know, that it was able to minister to, you know, to people. And I think it's truly a blessing, you know, and I thank God, you know, for birthing that song, you know, into me, like he, you know, he does all songs that he gives me. You know, I'm grateful to him, and I have a new single out now that's, it's called Only You, God, and the track was sent to me from a record label called Our House Music in London, in London, and they sent it to me and asked me if I would like to collaborate, you know, on the track, and me and my producer, Quake Henderson, we had an opportunity to do the track, and it was truly, you know, it was a track I never really did before because it was when I first heard it, you know, I was like, oh, you know, Lord, I need your help on this one, you know. But God, he lined it up the way he needed to, and it was truly a blessing. And I've been getting great responses from it, and I really, you know, enjoyed, you know, being a part of it.
Amen. And I know your music is touching, and I see God doing great things with your ministry, you know, because you minister in song and you can feel it. It's like a path. You can just feel it. And you take us to that place, in other words, that there's a place in God where it was just true worship. And I thank God for you and the anointing that he has on your life to do that. Even though in life, you know, there's a big price for the anointing. You have to go through some things.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you're feeling it.
Oh, yeah, that most definitely, because, you know, the songs that God gives me, Cedric, most of the time, you know, they're songs that I can truly relate to. My very first song that I released was Lord Help Me With My Unbelief that I released last year. And, you know, God is so, you know, he's so strategic. I wrote that song because I was dealing with unbelief, you know, and, you know, just dealing with, you know, I've been praying about things and I had not been seeing things manifest. And, you know, and even sometimes, you know, we pray about things, you know, but we tend to go back and put our hands on it. And, you know, with God, you know, if we don't trust him, it shows that we don't believe, you know, we don't have faith that he's going to fix things, you know, for us. And you know, and that same song, you know, I had to lean on that song recently, you know, with my passing of my sister, you know, to encourage me, you know, in a lot of ways. So, you know, God knew what he was doing, you know, and I'm grateful for him allowing me to write songs that's relevant to people, because I love to be transparent and, you know, and be real about things, because people often feel like when they go through stuff, they're alone and nobody else is experiencing what they're going through, you know, but I want to be real and say, you're not by yourself. I've been through that, you know, I've been broken before. I've dealt with unbelief before, you know, I've been in a situation where I know only God could bring me out of it, you know, so, you know, I'm grateful, you know, to God. He's really amazing. And I just think it's awesome to be able to write music and minister to people, you know, in songs where it can, where they hear you, they hear, you know, your story behind your music, so to say.
Yeah, that's true, because right now, you know, the world is hurting. There's a lot going on, and, you know, and people don't know which way to go. Because, you know, the enemy is prevalent. There's so many people, like you said, my condolences to you on the passing of your sister. And I know how it is because my wife lost her sister about a couple months ago, and it's a hurting thing. And you do feel you know, you can try to console a person and everything, but, you know, they do feel like they're broken in the spirit, you know, and a lot of things. I do understand, but without further delay, we're going to go to your song and that you sent me. And I want you to introduce the song, and we're going to go to it about right now.
Okay. Well, I want to introduce to you my new single, Only You, God.
About the way, Lord, that you love me. You keep opening doors for me that I couldn't see.
Hayden's Towing and Repair. You call, he will haul. It's a 24/7 service. Hayden is his name, and he is the owner. Office number is 334-727-1215, and his cell number is 334-224-4900. Again, it's 24/7 service, and he is located in Shorter, Alabama.
All right, we're back from 3KRP Live, and with none other than my special guest, it's Andrea Carlisle, man. That's a truly blessed song. Only You, God. Oh, man, this Tony anointed, man. Man, I attribute, man. Like I said, your music and your song and definition of how you sing it, you know, God is, I can tell he's truly inspired you. And like I said, in life, you know, sometimes a lot of people, like you were saying about your testimony, we all go through some things and some hard things. Mm-hmm. But I know through God we can overcome them all, you know. But tell the people where what places that you're going to be, if you're doing any concerts, and how to get in touch with you or anything by that, and your website.
For sure. I'll be this Sunday, I'm a part of a Women's Day, so I'll be performing at a church in Adamsville, Alabama, First Baptist, Adamsville. And I think the address is 141 School Street out there in Adamsville, Alabama. I'll be out there for a 3 o'clock program. Also, I'll be in Decatur, Georgia, on the 31st of July for a gospel showcase, artist showcase. It's called Fumar Entertainment there. So I'll be traveling there. And I'm, preparing to do, getting some things set up on the back end and be able to do a concert here soon.
All right.
Still, get some details and things worked out. So as soon as I, get everything lined up the way I'm desiring to, I definitely reach out to you, Sid, so you can let people know as well.
Most definitely.
For me. And
yeah, hey, that sounds great.
Thank you. And, I'm still in the studio working on music. I'm getting ready to finish up actually on a single that I've been working on. And, I look forward to, being able to release it later on in the year. If people want to reach out to me to book me, they can go to my website, which is artistandreacarlisle.com. Or they can contact me on my, I also have an email address, Laval1 Entertainment, and that's LAVAL1, the number one entertainment at yahoo.com, if they want to book me as well. And also, of course, catch me on my social media pages, my Facebook, at Andrea Carlisle 38 on my fan web page on there, and I'll respond to any messages as soon as I get them. So, those are my ways to be contacted, and I'm just grateful just for every door, every opportunity that God has given me. So I look forward to to continue to work the work that He has for me.
Okay, that's awesome. Let me ask you something. Have you ever gone on the Bobby Jones, the show, the new one he has on Impact?
No, I haven't been on yet. I haven't been on. Definitely, something I want to work towards the future. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is something you really do because, he's been, and that's one of my friends, he's been my special guest host and a guest on the show. And my thing is, you need to reach out and do that because I feel, like I said, that God is going to open many doors for you. Your music and it's just
so
the anointing. It's not just the music, it's the anointing that goes along with the thing that breaks the yoke. And what I can see He's doing in your life, you have a passion. Like Mr. Sharon Gardner was saying earlier, the ones that they said that wouldn't make it, that couldn't make it, whether he had some physical things going on in his body because his mom, but he still look at, God will use the very thing that the world thinks, the foolish thing of the world, to confound the wise. And that's what He's doing, And God, I just want to say this to everyone in Radio Land, that, you might have a gift, and sometimes we don't even know what that gift is or how to use it. Pray and ask the Lord, and the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you. You have to wait on the Lord. Just take time. But whatever it is, ask the God to stir up the gift that was in you, and He will do it if you trust Him. Now, He can open doors that no man can open, and He'll close some doors that man thought he could leave open. But, we have to learn to trust God and believe in Him, and He'll make a way out of no way. Because I know in you, you can tell people, even being in the music industry, I know that things are not always like a rose, a hunky dory all the time.
Yes, that's true. It's a lot of sacrifice, being independent, means just that. Independent means that all funding and everything is based upon you, you know. So
that's you know,
but you gotta love what you're doing, you know.
That
you
is.
Gotta love
what
you're doing, because God he told us that our gifts will make room for us, you know. So, you know, I trust him for the provision, you know, because I know that the gift that he gave me, I don't have a choice but to go out here, Cedric, and to use it and minister and so on, because that's what he gave it to me for. He didn't give us gifts not to use them. And, you know, just like you said, when, you know, purpose is revealed in your life, that's the most special thing that you can ever, most fulfilling and special thing to me that you can ever, you know, encounter, because it reveals to you, you know, what you're here for, what God actually created you to do. You know, us, a lot of people think, you know, well, because I just got this good job, this is purpose, you know, but that's not always purpose. Sometimes God,
right.
He has the gifts that he wants you, that he puts in you, and he you know, and sometimes it takes us years to see it. And in my situation, I've been singing since I was 5 years old, you know, Cedric. And
wow.
I've done a few different things, you know, but God, you know, he, when it was ready, when it was time, you know, for my purpose to be revealed, he revealed it to me. Just in the way that things were, like, he lined everything up. He lined everything up with songs being able to come, to be birthed into me. And even with the process of getting recorded, he drove it. I trusted him, you know.
That's
and
right.
once you trust him, you have to just let him do what he does there. Because a lot of times, you know, we worry, you know, while he working. You
Come
know,
on.
So
but a freak,
you
know. Freak right.
And then you
That's
know,
right.
And you just have to allow him to do what he does best, because the ultimate thing that God wants for our life is to have life and have it in abundance. You know, so I mean, I'm just, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, you have to trust God and trust the process. You know, and you can't be concerned, you know, about, don't let people, you know, kill your dream that he has in you,
yeah.
You know, because I've suffered a lot of different adversities in my life. I became disabled at a young age dealing with something, you know, and, you know, for someone 21, 22 years old, that's a hard thing to accept, you know, but I look back on it, all of that, Cedric, and know that God had to take me through that. He had to take me through that because he know that what he was preparing me for, you know. And so I'm grateful for everything that God, you know, does in my life. And, you know, and I just want, you know, people to feel my music and feel my heart, you know, and know that, you know, hey, I'm a person that loves God and knows that he loves me because he's kept me, you know, from danger, seen and unseen, you know. So, you know, I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful, Cedric.
Hey, well, I am too, because, you know, you're right. And we've all have testimonies, but, you know, we could have just said, okay, I give up. I'm not going to do that. But God has given you a passion. Even though we could look at our disabilities, or some people was just saying, hey, I can't do it. I won't do it. But you know what? If God be for us, then who can be against us? Even the devil can't stop.
That's,
you know, you have
right.
to go in that inner man and just say, okay, I'm going to keep on pushing. It's like something driving. That's the Holy Spirit telling you, keep on. God is something greater. If you just keep on, you're about to see. You know? That's why we have to walk by faith and not by sight. Because, you know, if you could you just tell someone out there what you basically almost told the testimony? Tell someone else that, like I asked him, tell someone, a young lady that's striving, a person that wants to get in the industry, or just that's going through some things right now. It's like today is like a healing day, because we're talking about things physical things that have gone on in our lives and different things, but it didn't stop you, because there's a testimony.
Mm-hmm.
You go through the test, but you come out to be a testimony. Somebody else. If you tell somebody that wants to do thing or whatever it is, that God-given talent, whatever it is, ability, could you just talk to them, let them know what God is putting into your heart to say? You have it.
Yes. Well, I would tell, you know, a brother or sister, you know, to trust God, keep the faith, don't give up, don't give in. You were born with a purpose to win. Those are some lyrics of a song that I was writing. And I want to tell people to never let people destroy your dreams. Don't try to meet people expectations. Meet God expectations of you. You know, keep people around you that shares the same vision that you share, and that someone that can push you when you can't push yourself. Somebody, you know, that's an eagle. Keep you some eagles around. No pigeons. Keep you some eagles, because eagles will pray for you, and they'll intercede for you. You know, they'll pray for you. Hey, when you ain't asked them to pray for you, they always just pray for you, because God has connected them to do that for you. You know, and just believe. If you believe it, it can happen. You know, and just don't let people destroy your dreams. I think, you know, a lot of people deal with people. A lot of people have not stepped out on destiny, on their destiny, because of somebody. Sometimes people can kill your dreams, and they don't. Some of them realize they're killing it, some of them don't. But don't let what people say. Don't let what people say hurt what God has for you. If you know you heard his voice on something, do it. Don't worry about what nobody else say. Don't worry about, you know, people telling you what you can and you cannot do. You don't have the money for this. You can't do this. You're not physically able. You can't do none of this. Don't let people heal your dream. Trust God, and he'll handle the rest, you know, so... That was something not only, you know, for you all that I'm speaking to, but that was for me too, you know. So just, you know, don't worry about people always, you know, having to get people to encourage you. Sometimes you have to just encourage yourself, you know, and that's the truth. Right. You have to just speak. If you speak it, then it can happen. You just trust and believe, you know, in God, and just don't give up. Don't give up on your dreams, so. You know, that's what I would say to my brothers and my sisters.
That is so awesome, and that's the truth. And with that, Andrea, I thank you so much for taking our time for WKRP Live to be on our show today. And I just pray and bless, and I'm believing, I just pray that God continues to bless you in your ministry and keep you in perfect health and mind, you know, to do what God has called you to do. Because he has some greater works for you to do, young lady. God is, and I can't wait for you to send me some information about your programs and different things. You send it, and we'll make sure to get it out and let people know.
Okay, I'll send you something. I'll send you something today about the one on Sunday. And, you know, and I just want to tell you, Cedric, that I appreciate, you know, the platform that you have, you know, to speak to artists. You know, like myself, and I think this truly a blessing. I ask God, you know, continue to bless you, you know, and your station and your ministry, you know, what you're doing as well. And, you know, you can call on me anytime, and I'll be glad to come and speak with you. I really enjoy it myself.
Awesome. I did too, and I want you to come back, man. And just like I said, you're an awesome woman of God, and you keep doing what he's called you to do. And to my listeners, you know, this would be inspiring. Today is a day just letting you guys know, hey, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. You know, we go through some things, you know, life has its ups and its downs. But with the help of the good Lord, we praying and believing. But the main thing is trusting him and having faith. That seems so hard sometimes, because the trusting part seems a little harder than almost the faith part. because it's hard to trust, as some people say, someone that you can't see. But here's the thing. You feel the Spirit. Mm-hmm. God is with you always, you know. And mm-hmm. as we trust Him and have faith in Him, we can put some things to work. You know, as my pastor Carl Bell says, you know, we have to just have faith and trust in God that He's going to work this situation out, no matter what it is, no matter what it might be. You know, at the end of the day, God's got it. Go on and rest. Lay your head down and rest. I was listening to Bishop Wayne T. Jackson on Impact last night. He said, if we keep worrying about it, we got to trust God. You know, you got to rest about these things. Rebuke that storm in the name of Jesus. So I tell you today, as I head off from WKRP Live, and I thank you all so much for tuning in, you know, rebuke the storm. Rebuke the storm in Jesus' name, and it'll go. Speak life to your situation. Speak life to your finances. Speak life to your relationship. Speak life to your health. Whatever it might be, just speak life in Jesus' name, and watch God make a change. This is Cedric Miller from WKRP Live, and I thank you all so much for tuning in. And join us again next week. And join me again next week, because we're going to have a special guest co-host. I won't say right now, but a special guest celebrity co-host coming in. And if you will join me, and I'll let you guys know. Just stay in tune. God bless you, and may you all be in good health. And we'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.